has a new CD. It's called More Than Words.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Brian, the picture on the cover.
Nice cover.
Is that your house?
That is my bedroom. And what you can't see, the original photo that we were going to use, you know, that's a woman's legs that are in my bed who's taking the picture.
Oh.
Actually, the photographer, not somebody that I... Anyway, the point is the label didn't think that Walmart and some of the other conservative places that sell CDs wouldn't sell it if the original photo was on the cover.
It could have been our little secret. Who would have known?
Well, I said to them, well, if they don't, then we can use that to our advantage by saying, would have drummed up more press.
Look at Brian McKnight naked in his bedroom.
Because to me, the photo is more about, okay, what just happened or what's about to happen.
Well, it's a silhouette of you.
It is silhouette. It was complete. You can't really see anything in the original photo.
So you're naked?
I was without clothes. I think in France it'd be sans clothier.
Naked.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Because that's, you know, I get my inspiration. My Fender Rhodes is right there in my bedroom, and my guitars are in there too. And that's, you know, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, what is this? Let me play something right fast.
That's too real for him, Brian.
Too real?
Too real.
Then I showed them
25 photos of other people's records where they had complete frontal nudity, complete everything. And they were like, no.
You're just trying to get that nasty thing over, aren't you? And I'm not mad at you for it.
I think I was trying to be nasty, tasteful, or tasteful, nasty. Tasteful, nasty. But no nasty, just taste. Well, I don't know.
How do you categorize Let Me Show You How It Works?
Well, actually, that's not the title. The title is actually, If You're Ready. The title's If You're Ready to Learn.
Oh, that's not the title? If You're Ready to Learn.
No, If You're Ready to Learn is the title. Oh, okay. Everybody else just took the words in the chorus and made their own title out of it. But, you know, if I...
That's not on here.
That's not on there, no. That was a parody song. It was another... I talked yesterday about...
That was a great song.
My social experiments that I do on a daily...
He does. I don't know how he comes up, but he just has these things that he works through, and every day, he pretty much has a social experiment per day.
Yeah.
And then you make it into a song.
Sometimes.
Okay.
That one
and that's
time,
what I like
actually.
About Brian McKnight. When he comes by, he has music. He has a story for every song.
Every song.
Okay, what song do you want me to start with?
Let's start with number one, Don't Stop. I think the difference between this album and the other ones is it's the same old Brian, just a little bit faster.
Okay, Don't Stop.
Don't Stop.
Don't stop moving. Don't stop moving with me. Don't stop moving. Don't stop moving with me. Mm-hmm.
Don't stop moving.
Don't stop moving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... Yeah, you'll just have to listen to it for me to tell you what that's about.
Okay, I think we don't. You know.
I don't know.
We could be on
the dance floor.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah.
Let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you. Story about, you know, this guy, he's telling her, look, I want to be with you, but if you don't want to be with me, even though you've been through the same things I've been through, just please tell me that you'll let somebody love you.
Go ahead.
It works. I'm telling you. It works, Tom.
I know that worked for you. I know that worked for you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Next up is, the title, the single, Sweeter, which we'll do at the top of the hour.
Yes, sir.
What's the story behind that?
You know what? What you would hope is that if you find someone that you really want to be with, the mundane things of life will now be wide open for you. The sun will shine a little brighter. The sky will be a little bit bluer. Your heart will beat a little faster. Uh-huh. Everything that you take for granted will actually become in living HD full color for you. And I think that's what we all hope for when we meet someone.
So you got a new TV. You got a new HD TV and that song, Sweeter, came
out. Actually, I just redid my whole media situation. It's real lovely in
situation.
There.
And
so he takes everyday, like you said, he takes everyday situations.
Yes.
And he comes up with songs.
Yeah.
All right.
And can I just say that I also like the fact that you use a lot of today's mechanics, I guess, if, for lack of a better word, in the media, social media and, yeah. and things like that. I have three favorites on this, and two of them involve your sons, which was a little awkward for me listening. Front.
Which one are they?
Front, back, the side.
The front, the back, the side.
Yeah.
The front, yeah. the back, the side.
Side. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Can I see you from the front, from the back, from the side? Eyes, lips, thighs, elbows, knees. Baby, please show me a star. Can I see you standing up, sitting down, laying back? Show me how.
Mm-hmm. Nice, huh?
That's yeah. actually Nico. Nice. That's Nico that's singing son? Right there.
Oh, that's not you?
That's not me. That's Nico. That's my. He's 20 now, and he's got a killing guitar solo at the end of that.
It's a nice
thing
riff.
Too.
Nice.
And
it's a little awkward for you. Huh?
It was very awkward.
Is it awkward?
You,
you know, that's my social media love song. It's about, you know, the lyric says, I saw your retweet. Got on your timeline, so your profile pic and your rhetoric, and, you know, because this on this app called PicStitch, and they got a bunch of them where you can put a bunch of different photos on one photo, uh-huh. and these young ladies, for whatever reason, you don't even have to ask them. Next thing you know, you go ding ding, you get your text message like, oh, going to the gym, and getting out of the shower, and doing this. I know nobody else in here gets those, but so I wrote a song about it.
What's your other fave?
Another.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another.
Yeah. I wrote another right after Whitney passed. And I actually did a video on my YouTube page.
So
yeah. Just listen to that.
Another day, another hour, another chance to see you as it meant to be.
Did y'all work together?
We didn't. We talked about it a number of times. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
But, I remember going to one of her concerts back when she was at her height, man. Mm-hmm. Really one of the greatest performers that we've ever seen. Nobody sat down for the whole show.
What was that hit when you saw her at the time? Mine was Dance With Somebody. And I saw her.
Wasn't quite back that far.
Yeah.
I don't really remember. This was like early 90s.
Yeah.
Early 90s. Right around The Bodyguard.
She was some
and
kind
it
of
was,
performer.
Man,
when she was at her top.
Yes. Nobody could touch her.
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I thought it would be awesome if I could have been here the day it came out. Would have been great to do all the promotion the week of the album. Would have been, I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
That way, since I was talking about it, he was like, oh, it's out. Let's see if we can go get it.
Yeah.
As opposed to being, but
yeah.
I guess my ideas were vetoed.
Wow.
I've only been doing promotion for 20
right,
years,
right.
but I don't know.
What do you know?
You can always come back on the 18th.
Okay, for sure. For
yeah,
sure.
Come on back, man.
Sure.
Because that makes sense. It makes sense.
You would think. You know, I'm here. I'm going to do everything I can. And it's the first one I'm really promoting on social media, too. So
can you pre-order?
You can pre-order right now on iTunes.
Okay.
People have been doing that.
Let's
pre-order.
Let's do that.
Pre-order now.
Pre-order now.
But there's a lot of folks out there that still don't download, especially folks that are my age and older.
Okay, we'll get your children to help you out.
Yeah, exactly.
get somebody young and pre-order the download. Let's get back to it. The title cut is More Than Words.
More Than Words. I wrote this tune with Colby Calais. I met her on a plane.
Who's that?
I love
her. She's one of the greatest singer-songwriters of the next generation. Mm. And we were on a plane together, and I don't know what anybody looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And she was sitting right next to me. She was like, yeah, I do music. I was like, yo, cool. Do you have any records out? I knew her name, but I didn't really know her face, considering that she's 6 feet tall and really beautiful. But that was beside the point. And then we said, let's write. And she came over, and we wrote. And this was the fruit of our labor.
Despite all the things I wanna do to you this time, I'm gonna be more than words. This time I'm gonna be more than
words.
When you sit down and collaborate with a tall, beautiful woman, how's that, man?
It's awesome.
How is it being Brian McKnight, man?
You know what? I'm not sure that the other things come into play. When I'm writing, and I don't do a lot of co-writes, usually I write by myself, but
yeah.
at least with her, you know, we didn't start thinking about anything like that till way after the song was finished. What did I just say?
Yeah. Yeah, keep going.
No, keep going. Strictly professional. But she was really great. She plays guitar like I do. And this album, I listened back to the back of one album. It was very guitar laden. So I kind of went back to my roots where that was concerned. I thought about, it's the first time I went back and listened to those first three or four albums. And I realized that when I made those, I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just creating music. And that's what this album was really about, just to go back and just create and be musical.
What's 4th of July?
4th of July, I remember watching an episode of The Brady Bunch where it was either Love American Style, where they would kiss or whatever and fireworks would go off. And I said, you know, it should feel like that inside your chest when you feel that way about somebody. So I wanted to equate that to loving somebody like it feels like the 4th of July.
I think the first time we did something like this on the show, we did it with Brian McKnight. When we first started the TJMS, we, instead of Brian coming to us, we went to Brian.
And I remember that.
Yeah, we went to your studio.
Yeah.
And we pre-recorded a show. Yeah. You were promoting a new album. Which one was that?
That may have been either I Remember You or Anytime.
It had to be like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say longer than that. Again.
Maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
And here we are still doing the same thing.
Still doing it.
My man.
I plan to be around as long as you plan to be around.
All right, then.
All right.
There we go.
All right. Let's settle in.
Ain't nobody going nowhere. Top of the hour, Brian McKnight live in the in-studio jam. Welcome back to the cake, B.
Good to be back. Good to be back.
And it's all yours.
life much sweeter. You got me saying yeah, yeah, oh yeah, oh. You make everything in my life much sweeter. Oh, 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 oh. So much sweeter, sweeter, sweeter. Everything, everything in my life, yeah, 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 yeah. You make everything in my life sweeter, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, what you gonna do now? Oh, he sits down at the piano for this one.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like doing the track thing, but it's so difficult for me to play that song and play the guitar at the same time. I'm still working on it. By the time I get on tour with that song, I'll be able to do it.
Okay.
So let's do this right here.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Something that was so meant to be. Forever was the promise in our hearts. Now more and more I wonder where you are. Do I ever cross your mind anytime? Do you ever wake up reaching your mind anytime? I miss you. Still have your picture in the frame. Hear your footsteps down the hall. I swear I hear your voice driving me insane. I miss you. I miss you. No, oh, oh, oh. Loneliness and heartache. No more, oh, oh. Crying myself to sleep. I miss you. I miss you.
Wow. You are such a musician, man.
Thanks, man.
You change up a chord, you change every time I see you play like this, you change everything up.
I can never play it the same way twice. I try to establish. You know, I'm a jazz guy from a long time ago.
Oh, that's why I get those chords, huh?
So I can't play like that on the records. So I try to just mix it in every now and then.
And you do?
Just a little bit. A little bit.
Even on Sweeter. Same thing happened.
There's one change in there. It's like, oh, and it's just music can make you feel without you having to say anything if you put the right things together. I learned that from Stevie. I learned it from Herbie Hancock. Learned it from Steely Dan, mostly. That
Steely Dan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, favorite band in the whole wide world, even though they're not even a band. But,
yeah.
And then when you see him live and those records, you listen to the Gaucho
the
record.
The Changes. Yeah,
The Gaucho. Changes. Gaucho, for me, is the greatest record ever recorded. Now, I'm not saying it's the greatest record that's ever.
Play some of the some of the chords from Gaucho. Just one or two
from
chords.
Gaucho?
Yeah, can you?
Who is the Gaucho amigo? Why is he standing in your spangled leather poncho and the stars that match your eyes? Bodacious cowboys such as your friend will never be welcome here. High in the custard.
Do you know how many people don't know that song and really are not? Yeah.
Well, you know what, though? They know Hey 19.
Yeah.
They know Babylon Sisters. Babylon Sisters, to me, is probably the greatest recording ever. You listen to that thing right now, and the imagery. Black Cow. Well, Black Cow's a record, two records before that, but that music is timeless.
It is. Mm.
They were using Pro Tools, you know, a version of Pro Tools in the early 80s, these guys.
Oh, they were?
Oh, yeah. They were using computers. They were ahead of the time.
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. So between Earth, Wind & Fire and Steely Dan and the Commodores and, you know, a band.
Herbie Hancock.
You know, Mint Condition from the 90s, a band. Tony, you know, a real band that we don't. Where's the next band? That's what I want to know.
It's the McKnight Men. You and your boys.
Yeah. That's great.
And so 2 weeks from?
2 weeks from today, March 19th, More Than Words, 16
what?
New songs.
What?
What?
I got 25 copies?
25.
To give away right now? To the next 25 Text Time Club members at 646464. If you're
that?
In the Text Time Club, you can get this. Thank you, Brian McKnight.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tom. No, thank you, Tom Jordan. Listen, support for two decades now. Like I said, I hope to be around as long as you are, man. Thank you so much for the support.
You're welcome.
For the love.